Good evening. This is Bill Satterly. My co-host Kent Lindquist won't be here tonight, so I'll be doing the show myself. We will be kicking off the show with a guitar of Herb Ellis with his Ray Brown Sextet doing a tune entitled "So's Your Mother."
Thank you.
That was Herb Ellis with the Ray Brown Sextet, and that wasn't too much of an opening when I started the show tonight. So if you're new to the show, this is The Feeling of Jazz. It's 2 hours of mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Usually I have a co-host. As I said early, I'll be handling this myself. The tune that you heard was from a CD entitled Hot Tracks, and it featured Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown bass, Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Jake Hanna drums, and Paul Plas Johnson on tenor sax. Herb Ellis started out with a swing band, and then he switched with Barney Kessel, who was with the Oscar Peterson Trio. So then he was with the Oscar Peterson Trio for a while, and then Herb Ellis kind of ended up playing with Ella Fitzgerald a lot. We don't play too many vocals, but I'm going to play a couple tonight. One is by Sarah Vaughan, and it's entitled All of Me, and it features her, and she had a trio working then, which would have been Jimmy Jones on piano, Richard Davis on bass, Roy Haynes drums. This is recorded in February of 1957 in New York. So let's listen to her version of All of Me.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I'll never lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of Sadiria do pisiria lam, saria lam, dia lam, da ba ba bi 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 do. Say oh bi bi bo bo da ba bi 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 do bi ya. Say bi 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 do bi da ba do bi do ya do bi do ya do bi do wa. Say ya do wa di bi di ba ba di ba ba bi ba ba da sa ba ba di bi di. All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see, no good without you? Take my lips, I'll never, never lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not, so why not take all of me?
That was Sarah Vaughan from a CD, The Essential Sarah Vaughan. Her nickname was Sassy. She has a great sound, I think. I'm now going to go to Jay McShane and his Paris All-Stars from an anthology entitled Jazz Heritage Jazz Collection Volume Number 2, with about 12 cuts with all different artists. The tune that I'm going to play is the Jumpin' Blues, and it features Jay on piano, Terrence Blanchard trumpet, Hal Singer on tenor, and Benny Carter alto sax. The Jumpin' Blues.
Thank you.
That was a Jumpin' Blues, and that tune was written by Jay McShane and Charlie Parker. And I'm going to now go to another anthology. And really, if you're just getting into jazz, my recommendation would be to get a lot of anthologies, because you're going to hear different artists and you find out which ones you enjoy and you don't enjoy. And the absolute best place to do that is at the Jazz Record Mart in Chicago on Illinois Street up around Rush. And they have a used bin, and you can get some CDs anywhere from $4, $5, $6, $7, $8. And so it's a good way to start a collection. The name of the CD I'm going to play from is called Jazz Around Midnight, and it features a variety of trumpet players. I'm going to play a tune entitled Willow Weep for Me, which is certainly a favorite jazz tune, featuring Buddy Rich on drums, Harry Sweets Edison, who we've heard before tonight, on trumpet, Jimmy Rowles on piano, Barney Kessel guitar, John Simmons on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. Willow Weep for Me. Thank you. That was Willow Weep for me, and it was a little longer cut than we usually play. It was Harry Sweets Edison, which he has a distinct sound. A lot of the tunes that we play are 3 to 5 minutes long, and that's kind of because of the 33 and a third records that were cut for jazz back then, for mainstream jazz. I'm going to stick with this CD that is the anthology Around Midnight, featuring another flugelhorn player, really, Art Farmer. And the name of the tune is Rue, R-U-E, Prevail, featuring Art Farmer on flugelhorn, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Harold Mayburn on piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Roy McCarty on drums. Rue, Prevail. Thank you. I promised to pick up the pace before tonight's over. That was Rue Prevail with Art Farmer on the flugelhorn, which I really prefer over the trumpet. I'm going to do one more tune from this particular anthology, and it features Chet Baker, who is definitely a West Coast jazz artist, but this particular tune was cut while he was in France, in Paris. And it was written by Bobby Jasper, who generally plays flute but also plays sax. The tune is In a Little Provincial Town. Chet Baker doing In a Little Provincial Town. I'm now going to go to the tenor sound of Lucky Thompson from an Impulse CD entitled Trichotism. It has about 16 cuts on it. Features Lucky on tenor sax, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Hank Jones on piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, Ozzie Johnson drums, doing a tune entitled Translation. Thank you. Jackie Thompson doing a tune entitled Translation. I'm not going to go to a Concord CD entitled Jack McDuff and Friends, Color Me Blue. And it features Jack on the organ, Red Holloway on alto and tenor, George Benson on guitar, Phil Upchurch on guitar, Joe Dukes on drums, and Kevin Axt on bass. The name of the tune is Almost Like Being in Love.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Well, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race, and it feels like love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. From the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being, almost like being in L-O-V-E. Love! What a crazy day that this has been. Ooh, what a mood that I'm in. It feels like love. There is a big fat smile upon my face for the whole human race. You know it feels, it feels like love. All the music, pretty music of life, seems to be like a bell that is ringing ding dong ding for me. From the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being, almost like being in love.
when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being, it's almost like being in love. It's almost like being in love.
Jack McGuff, Almost Like Being in Love. The vocalist was Denise Perrier, and I would have to admit I don't know much about her, not heard much, and I don't think she's cut too many CDs. I'm now going to go to a West Coast sound of West Coast musicians. It's a tune entitled Tenors Head On featuring Bill Perkins and Richie Kamuka. They're going to do a tune entitled Oh Look at Me Now. It features both of them on tenor sax, although Bill Perkins also plays bass, trumpet, and flute on this particular CD. It's a Pacific Jazz label. Features Pete Jolly on piano, Red Mitchell bass, Stan Levy drums. Almost like, oh no, Oh Look at Me Now. Thank you. That was a Look at Me Now, the tenors of Bill Perkins and Richie Kamuka. Well, we're just about ready to wrap up the first hour of tonight's Feeling of Jazz. I'm going to play one more tune, and we'll have some news at the top of the hour, and then I'll be back with another hour and second hour of Main Street Jazz. And the tune that I'm going to play is Come Rain or Come Shine, featuring McCoy Tyner.